menu at ColbertHills.com.
And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Joanne Sutton, Phil Anderson, talking about the Manhattan Housing Authority, some of the work being done, of course, the structure at 5th and Leavenworth. And I don't know where we want to go from here. I mean, we're hopefully clearing up some questions and appreciate all the phone calls and that type of thing. But I guess the next step, Joanne, and maybe a timeline or an idea of what we're actually looking at here.
Well, the agreement that the city approved at their August 15th City Commission meeting does not require HUD approval. However, it is, we feel like it's very important that we get HUD blessings, and there is a difference between approval and blessings. And so right now we have the agreement at the HUD office and headquarters, just so that it can be on record and that HUD is aware of what we're doing. And so once we get that back, and we're hoping it'll be later this week or next week, and we actually found a little in HUD that we're hoping we can push this through a little quicker than normal. And once we get that back and the city and us can finalize the agreement and sign it, we have people who are ready to get to work and get going. Our hope was that we could have the project completely done by the end of the year. We're thinking at this point it may be into January before we get the project completely done. But we're getting so close, it's just getting very exciting. And we do plan to have an open house when we get this done and invite the public and the media to come see and to market those units. A lot of the tenants who did live there have moved on, so we'll be doing some marketing efforts.
We do have another phone call. Phil, you'll need those headphones again. And welcome to In Focus and your question or comment for Phil and Joanne today.
Good morning. I have a question about the Colorado pricing. I don't know if they're in charge of that or not, but I have two friends that live there. They both used walkers. The one lady was 100 years old and just passed away a couple of months ago, and the other lady is 93 and uses a walker. But that elevator is really bad. I have picked up both those ladies, and sometimes the elevator is not working. And is there some, are you folks the ones to complain to about having that fixed? Because if it's not working, the one lady especially, there was no way they could get her out rather than maybe carry her, which would be a problem.
The Housing Authority does not have any involvement with the Colorado Plus. I believe that's managed or owned by the National Church Residences, so you might see if you can find their information.
Okay. Well, thank you anyway. I'm enjoying your conversation about the other housing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And you had mentioned, of course, Joanne, affordable housing has been a concern. I know several recent surveys have kind of shown that loud and clear, you know, if you kind of take a look at things that way, too. But, Phil, and anything more you're wanting to add today, too? We still have a few minutes left or things that you think we need to get to on this subject, maybe?
Well, you mentioned affordable housing, and there are 88 units. Manhattan is the most expensive city to live in Kansas. And it has been for a number of years. So these units are really crucial for many of our citizens who, for one reason or another, need some accommodation in their housing. And I was in those units. I've been in there three times in the last couple of months, observing as they're finished off. Kent Foster, the architect, and I were chatting and looking around at the quality of construction. And Kent said to me, and I agreed with him, he said, you know, if I could live here. He said, these are very nice. They're utilitarian, but the construction is excellent. All of the qualities, the workmanship has been excellent. Orazimin and Scalora Engineers, local firm, did an excellent job, especially organizing everything that had to happen. So this is going to end up being a project that I think Joanne and her staff and the board can be very proud of, and the city of Manhattan, and I must say the city commission as well, who stepped up to the plate, understood the difficulty that we've had in completing this project, and have been very helpful. The city staff have been very helpful in helping us to get through that last financial step. And so we owe them a huge debt of gratitude.
Phil, how long have you been on the board? You've been involved for quite a while.
Joanne and I were just talking about that. I think I was appointed by Bruce Sneed. All of the board members are appointed by the city commission. And there's always one city commissioner that sits on the board. And so the city commission, in point of fact, has a good deal of oversight of what we're doing. And, of course, Joanne is very open about including any of the city commissioners or any of the staff that would like to come by and chat or look at how we operate or how Joanne and her staff operates. They're certainly welcome to do that.
Well, I know you have a reputation for getting things done, Phil, and I can tell that you've become pretty passionate about this board position and some of the work going on over there.
You know, Joanne and I were talking. This board is really excellent. We have Jan Gallitzer is our chair, and she's been chair for 3 years. And this has been a tremendous amount of stress on Joanne, and Jan Gallitzer is down at her office 2 or 3 times a week helping out, trying to buck her up. Our vice chair, newly elected, is Libby Olson, who is a businesswoman in town. Ida Lupino's been on for longer than I have, and she lives in public housing. Linda Morris, city commissioner, is part of the board. Jamie Schrock, who is a loan officer and vice president of Central National Bank, has been enormously helpful in working with us and trying to get through the financial part of it. Kennedy Clark, who is a PhD student in family housing, family studies at the university. So you can tell by the diversity that we have a very good group. And I was saying to Joanne before we came in here, you know, everybody's point of view I respect on that board.
Joanne, we're about out of time. Anything else you just wanted to highlight for our folks out there today?
Well, I would just encourage the public, if you have any questions or are just curious to know any other details, please feel free to give us a call at 776-8588. You can also go out to our website at www.mhaks.com. And we, like I said, we'll be having an open house, and we will invite everybody. And if you know anybody, whether it's for a one-bedroom or another size apartment or home that needs affordable housing, give us a call.
Thanks again to both of you for stopping by. Joanne Sutton, Executive Director, Manhattan Housing Authority, and Board Member Phil Anderson.
Thank you, Kathy. It's now, it's almost 10 a.m. Tomorrow on In Focus, Natalie Pennington with Relevate on the K-State campus will be joining us. Also, Tara Clawson with Big Brothers Big Sisters to be on the program as well. CBS News with a Hurricane Harvey update is next.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Thousands of people need help in space.